One thing that comes back every year in Washington are the blooming cherry trees. Yesterday marked the official beginning of the National Cherry Blossom Festival. Thousands of visitors are here to celebrate our capital's favorite trees with concerts, family activities, and a kite competition on the National Mall. Producer Christy Miners joined the other bloom enthusiasts and has this report.
Well, can you please tell me where you're visiting from?
Yeah, we are coming from India.
We're visiting from San Francisco.
Japan in Kobe.
Arlington, Minnesota.
Where are you from? You can say it.
New Jersey.
And even with so many visitors, I do find a few natives roaming the ground.
And I'm a Washingtonian, so I've been coming here ever since a little girl.
Have you really? Uh-huh. Do you remember what it looks like when you were a little girl?
It's pretty much nothing changes.
Except, she recalled after a moment's thought, the crowds.
There's a lot of people here today.
And she's right. Thousands have converged on what's called the Tidal Basin, where the Jefferson Memorial presides over a sparkling man-made lake. This visitor from San Francisco describes the scene.
There's a canopy of white blossoms over us, and they cascade over a walkway around the Tidal Basin. So you walk under the blossoms, and the sun is shining, the weather is crisp. It's a beautiful day here in Washington, D.C.
Yes, you're making me want to stay down. Not only do the trees along the Tidal Basin create the perfect place for strolling, but the blossoms bring the photographers out in droves. I happen upon this very pleased local man. So do you have one particular shot you're on the lookout for?
I already got it. It was a shot looking through the trees at the National Monuments, particularly the Washington Monument framed by the cherry blossoms. It's gorgeous.
The Cherry Blossom Festival runs for 2 weeks, concluding with a parade down Constitution Avenue. Walking from the Tidal Basin towards the Washington Monument, hundreds of brightly colored shapes fill the sky over the National Mall. This year, the Smithsonian Kite Festival runs in conjunction with the cherry blossoms, and the sight of the pink trees in full bloom, topped by kites of every shape and color, is worth battling the crowds. As you can imagine, so many impressive kites create in some what can only be called kite envy.
The space shuttle kite is one of my favorites. I have never seen one like that. The perfect shape of the space shuttle taking off on launch with the red flame of the solid rocket boosters and the hydrogen external tank burning at full throttle.
There's even a competition for the best handmade kites, although I couldn't seem to find anyone who was feeling quite that creative.
Actually, I got it at Costco.
No, these came from Target.
Handmade or not, it's the thought that counts. For NPR News, I'm Christy Miners.